Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1208, Eating Mindfully, a no-diet approach to eating this holiday season, by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. On Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com/ask or email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. Now, with 10 days left until Christmas, the timing of this article is perfect. In fact, you might be thinking, where was this article over Thanksgiving? But you know what? New Year's is around the corner, and let's face it, all holidays are a time for celebration, and we often celebrate with food, and let's not forget drink, and this can be hard to resist. And so with that, let's talk about how to eat mindfully over these holidays as we continue optimizing your life. Eating Mindfully, a no-diet approach to eating this holiday season, by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. I feel with absolute certainty that my journey towards a simpler way of life is still in its infancy. Even 2 years in, I am just beginning to understand the breadth that simplicity can have across life, how it can, if we allow it, seep into every corner, even into our way of eating. Eating more simply and mindfully can have incredible benefits. Before we talk about these benefits, let's take a look at what the opposite looks like. Because simple is not always synonymous with mindful, particularly when it comes to food. For some people, simple eating means stopping at the local fast food joint. Busy lives lead to a lack of preparation and planning, so when we find ourselves hungry, we go with the fastest and simplest option: takeaway burger and fries. Instant relief. And this is especially true at this time of the year. Too busy doing some last-minute shopping to cook? Pizza on the way home. But this temptation to opt for the fastest route is usually not a mindful one. Even if it's not takeaways from our local burger joint, if we don't put some thought into what we are going to fuel our bodies with, packaged food is usually what we revert to, even at home. With the busy holiday season upon us and all of the obligations that come with it, it's no wonder that December is the most common time for people to gain weight. Food as a deity. If your family is anything like mine, food plays a big part in our holiday celebrations. The menu is important. Favorite dishes are prepared, some traditionally only served during this time of year, along with new recipes, and sometimes they're prepared days in advance. And the dishes must not fail, so some of us are even making and eating trial batches. It's almost bizarre the amount of attention our taste buds and bellies get during this time of year. We worship food like a deity instead of it being recognized and thanked for doing its job to nurture and sustain our bodies. It's not surprising then that holiday season indulgences often lead to weight gain. And if you've ever had to lose weight, it can take at least double the time to get back to your previous weight. This time last year and all of January, I pretty much ate whatever the heck I liked. There was no holding back, and certainly no thought into what I was putting into my mouth. I consumed food like I was about to enter a cave and hibernate through autumn. And yes, I gained weight. But something else happened. I lost my inner food compass, the compass that has previously been grounded in a healthy dose of moderation and sensible-ish eating. And my compass remained lost for most of the year. I just couldn't get it back. I had broken good habits and replaced them with mindless consumption. I desperately needed to find my compass again. Although yes, science says we do need to consume fewer calories than we burn to lose that excess weight, but I needed something that brought my compass back. So I decided to try eating more mindfully, noticing my food, eating simply, vegetables, fruit, and protein. These were my emphases. Mindful eating is eating without distraction, no TV, no phone, no devices at all. Stopping to eat instead of eating on the go. Letting the food linger in your mouth so you can taste it. Noticing what food looks, smells, feels, and tastes like. Noticing how the food breaks down as you chew it. And paying attention to how your body feels after you've eaten. Mindful eating, truly pausing and taking notice of our food, may help us keep the pounds off. A review of 47 studies on distractions while eating found that increased distractions increased participants' immediate and later intake of food. The 5-second rule. One tool that will help with eating more mindfully is the 5-second rule. It sounds super simple, but it's actually a research-backed form of metacognition designed to interrupt our bad habits and help form positive behavior changes. It works like this. Whenever you feel an instinct to do or not do something that will benefit you, like going for a run, let's say, or saying no to dessert, you count backwards from 5. And when you get to 0, you get up and move. The counting and moving interrupts your habit of talking yourself out of the run or talking yourself into having the dessert. This holiday season, I'm making the decision to eat as mindfully as possible. I don't want to diet. I don't want to not eat Christmas pudding. But I do want to pay attention to my body and treat it with the respect it deserves. So, I encourage you to try eating mindfully at your next meal. It's highly likely that you will consume less and feel more grateful for the food that is nourishing your body. You just listened to the post titled, Eating Mindfully, A No-Diet Approach to Eating This Holiday Season by Emma Scheib of SimpleSlowLovely.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Now, when it comes to breaking habits, one of the most effective tricks is exactly what Emma mentioned, distracting yourself. Emma mentioned the 5-second rule, which means counting backwards from 5 and then getting up and moving once you reach 0. I love this idea. I've talked about distracting yourself for 5 to 10 minutes anytime you feel a craving coming on. For example, if you feel like you're craving something sweet, a drink of alcohol, a cigarette, whatever, researchers have discovered that 5 to 10 minutes of distraction may help reduce those cravings. In fact, one very interesting study found that when individuals experienced a food craving, having them play Tetris eased the craving. And to be honest, I'm not immune to cravings either. In fact, the other day I was watching the Food Network series Candyland. Basically, contestants have to make desserts based on the Candyland board game. So you can imagine the entire set where the series is filmed is made up of edible candy. So it looks like the actual board game. And then contestants have to bake sweet things based on those candies that they're surrounded by. Basically, after watching like 5 minutes of this show, I was ready to raid my pantry to make myself a peanut brittle chocolate fudge and gumdrop sandwich between 2 graham crackers, something that would make Will Ferrell's version of Buddy the Elf jealous. But I listened to my own advice. I stopped the show and distracted myself by checking some email for about 10 minutes. Sure enough, the craving passed. So I just saved myself, 300 calories? So if you find yourself tempted, but are able to catch yourself and realize that this is just a craving, try to distract yourself. Whether it's counting down from 5 and then getting up and moving, or checking your email, or playing Tetris on your phone, you may find that you'll be saving yourself a peanut brittle, chocolate fudge, and gumdrop sandwiches worth of calories. I know I did. All right, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a wonderful week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.